This is the BBC Light Programme. We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Harry Secombe, having successfully deputised for Tony Hancock for the last 3 weeks, has now left London for his hometown, Swansea. With no one left to impose upon, Bill Kerr has had to find alternative ready-made accommodation. The alternative accommodation being Hancock's empty flat, and the ready-made being Andre Melle. Or so he thinks.
Great voice Harry Secombe's got.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful.
Must be one of the best records he ever had.
Oh, wonderful. I'm going to miss Harry.
Yes, so am I. He took all his money with him. Now, lucky I kept the key of Hancock's flat. There's enough food and drink here to last us 3 or 4 weeks. We can share it out.
Good.
You can have the food. And if Tony's not back by then, well, something drastic's got to be done.
Such as?
You'll have to go out to work.
What about you?
Andre, kid, I'd go out to work with pleasure if only I was fit enough.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Now, that's what everybody thinks, just because I don't go around bragging about my war wounds.
But you told me you were in the cookhouse.
Yeah, we had more casualties there than any branch of the Australian Army.
Bill, are you sure Mr. Hancock won't mind us using his flat? I mean, that bottle party you threw last night.
Don't worry. Sherlock Holmes wouldn't know anybody's been here. I'll get someone round to see about those beer stains on the wallpaper and those cigarette holes in the carpet.
But what about the furniture?
Well, a pot of glue and some string, and believe me, they'll be restored to their original condition. Well, see you, kid. I've got some important business to attend to. Seen my billiard chalk anywhere? There it is. Okay, bye now.
Goodbye, Bill. Oh, let's hear Harry's record again. It's lovely. Oh, well, I'd better go and finish the washing up.
Home again at last. Hancock's Haven. The swallow returns to his nest, 3 weeks away and... Hello? I've left the gramophone on. Oh, it hasn't done that record any good by the sounds of it. That's better. Now, what else have we got? Of course. Home, peace, me slippers, me favourite chair. Bliss.
Is that you, Bill?
Hello?
Oh, you're back quickly. I wasn't expecting you till... Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who are you?
I live here.
Well, that solves me problem about what to do in the evenings, doesn't it? How did you get here?
Mr. Kerr said I could stay here. He said it would be all right.
Well, it looks as though he is.
Oh, you know Mr. Kerr?
Yes, we've met.
Oh, of course. I've just realized who you are.
Have you?
Yes. You're the labourer Bill was going to send round to clear up the mess.
Mess?
Yes. Bill threw a party here last night and they smashed the place up a little. So we thought we'd better get it cleaned up before the owner comes back.
What have they done?
Oh, nothing much. A few beer stains on the wallpaper.
Oh! Me contemporary two-tones, ruined. 1 and 6 a yard, what else?
A few cigarette holes in the carpet.
Oh, no, not me rubber back there, cool.
What's the matter? You've gone white.
No, I'll be all right, just one of me turns, let me sit down. Me chair. Me bamboo lounger. Oh, me back. What happened?
Oh, you've hurt yourself here. Sit down in this chair. Can I get you anything?
No, I'll be all right. You're very kind, aren't you? What's your name?
Andre.
Mine's Tony.
Tony?
Tony Hancock.
Tony Han... Then this... You... This... This is your flat?
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible. Oh, Mr. Hancock, I had no idea.
There, now. There, Andre. Don't cry. It wasn't your fault.
Oh, but your lovely flat, the furniture.
Oh, don't worry about that. I was going to throw it out anyway. I've had it for 6 months. Well, you don't expect it to last forever, do you? Oh, come on, cheer up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're very sweet.
I have me moments.
I've heard so much about you from Bill.
Have you?
Yes. I don't think you're ugly.
Of course I'm not. Don't let me face mislead you. He thinks Mr. Kerr and myself will be having a few words.
I could give you anything but love, baby.
Hello, hear the gentle lark.
Hey, Andre, I've been thinking. How much do you think we could get on Hancock's radiogram?
Oh, about £37.
Good. Well, let's sell it and...
Yes?
And buy him a better one. Hiya, Tup.
Good evening, William.
Well, where have you been all these weeks? We've had no word. I thought you were dead.
Really? Quite a little wake you had here last night.
Well, I was only drowning my sorrows. You've no idea how upset I've been. The mental agony of not knowing how you were. Not sleeping at nights, pacing my room, wondering where to find you, looking everywhere for you.
Well, that's right. He searched my room dozens of times.
But where have you been, Tub? Where have you been?
I've been... away.
Yeah, we know you've been away, but where?
When Whitehall calls, one doesn't question.
What?
I was one of the lucky ones. I came back.
Tab, what is all this?
I can't divulge, William, but I can tell you this. The gayness has gone right out of Budapest. Well, it's nasty, quite nasty.
Seaview Hotel, Bognor Regis.
Hey?
The label on your suitcase.
Yes, well, I was in Mufti.
You were in Bognor Regis.
Strategy, yes. Orders from number 10.
Okay, Matahari, let's have it. What have you been doing for the last 7 weeks?
I've had a cold in me head.
And it took you 7 weeks to get over it?
Well, with the size of his head, could be. Yeah, I suppose you know Harry Seacombe took over the show while you were away?
Yes, I know.
And he was great. Well, we've never had such laughs on the show. They loved him.
I know. Don't keep on about it. I heard him. I must admit he was very funny. I laughed a great deal. I thought I was going to cry. I did.
Harry did a wonderful job. He made you look a bit sick. Well, you should have heard the people laugh.
Well, of course they would. Look at the shape of him. Short little fat bloke. Harry Seacombe, I don't know what they see in him.
Anyway, what you going to do about it?
About what?
Harry did you a good turn. The least you can do is thank him.
He got paid.
That's not the point. He helped you out. The least you can do is have the courtesy to thank him personally. You got to do it, Tub. You know where to find him. He's gone to Swansea.
Swansea? That's abroad.
It's not as far as Budapest. Look, you can get down there in a few hours. There's a train leaves Paddington at 11:30. If we hurry, we can just about make it.
Stop here and look after the luggage, Andre. I'll just go and get the tickets.
Well, don't be long. Our train leaves in a few minutes.
Right. Ah, here we are, booking office. Three returns to Swansea, please.
Swansea?
Yeah, oh, dear, oh, dear.
You're going to Swansea? Oh, you lucky man.
Hey?
Going to Swansea, you lucky man, you.
Yes, well, hurry up. Me train leaves in a couple of minutes.
Oh, I do envy you, Swansea. It's so beautiful this time of year.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
Oh, now, I took the wife there for a holiday last year. She likes Wales, you know. We had a lovely time, quite warm, really. Only 5 days rain during the whole week we were there. I'm going again this year.
Yes, well, me train, it's going, you
oh,
see.
Oh, yeah, so... we stayed with the wife's sister. Well, I don't like her, really, but she doesn't charge much, so I don't say anything.
Well, here's me forward an address. Send me a letter. Now, here's the
my
money.
My wife's Three sister lived there for years. The climate does her good because she suffers, you know. No, it's her back.
Yes, hard luck. Terrible. Nasty things. Backs. A friend of mine's got one. Now, clip a hole in me ticket and...
Lumbago, they told her, but you know what they are. They're hiding it from her. You see, it's when she bends down. She goes white. You want to see her face. Gets all screwed up, it does.
Look, me train. I want three tickets. Me friends are... Where does it catch her?
In the small of the back.
Oh, I know. Just here, isn't it?
Bang.
And in the night, it creeps round here.
That's it.
I thought so. I've had it myself. Shocking thing. Of course, I got it in the army, you know. Well, we had it rough in the commandos. I remember being camped out in a field in Benghazi. Of course, it gets cold at night there,
yes,
you know.
I'm sure it does.
Then this heavy dew came down and I got it. Well, there was rust on me tin helmet. Shows you how bad it was. 3 nights of that, I couldn't move. Seized up, head to toe.
Dreadful. Where was it you wanted to go?
I was walking around all day in a sitting position. So I went to see the MO. No sympathy from him. You know how good they are. He took me tonsils out. Yes. Cleared it right up.
Three tickets, wasn't it?
I still get twinges. In the night, it creeps round here.
They were
and it happened to
they?
Me last week when I was dancing. Seized right up. I couldn't move a muscle. They had to prize the girl out of my arms.
Monthly returns, of course.
Aunt Elsie gets it as well, you know. Of course.
My dear with her, sir, I can't stand here gassing to you all day. Now, where was it you wanted to go?
Oh, yes, I do apologise. Yes, I'm sorry. 3 returns to Swansea, please.
Oh, cool, Swansea.
Yes.
You got the wrong window.
Would you... Look, please, can't you make an allowance just this once? I'm in a hurry. The train leaves in 2 minutes. Oh, please, can't you possibly give me 3 returns to Swansea?
No, I very much doubt it.
Why not?
This is the Underground. The mainline booking office is out there in the hall. Now, run along or you'll miss your train. I'm sure you'll love Swansea. My wife wouldn't go anywhere else. It will work wonders on your back.
Why doesn't he hurry up? The train will be moving out any second now.
Oh, look, there he is.
Top, come on, hurry up. Get going, Andre, platform 4. Top, get a move on.
Thank you. Mind your backs, gangway. Madam, do you mind? Will you get out of the way? I've got a train to catch. Go on, get out of it.
Ow!
Oh, big feet. Thank you, gangway.
Bill, quickly, the train's going.
Then grab hold of it. Top, run.
I'm trying to. Thank you. Get out of the way. That's it. Move it, please.
Your tickets, please.
A guy coming up behind.
Bill!
I'm coming. Get on board. Top, run for it. We'll hold the door open for you.
Excuse me. Can I get past?
Yeah, just a minute. Tickets, please.
Oh, tickets. Here you are. Quick, hurry up.
All right. Don't rush me. Now, let's see. Where are my glasses? I've got them somewhere. Ah, here they are. I can't see anything without them. Now, 1, 2, 3. Oh, Swansea.
Yes.
Top, come on.
Tony, Ali.
Quick, give me the tickets, me train.
So you're going to Swansea, eh? Lovely place. You'll like it. I've got a brother on the Underground, goes to see his sister-in-law. Yeah. It's her back, you know. Gets seized up and... Oh, machine!
Give us me tickets! Stop the train!
Here, come back! Did you see that? He kicked me. I'll have him. Come back!
Stop, you can do it! Andre, keep the door open. Run, Tom!
Faster, Tony, faster!
Stop the train! Pull the cord, I'll pay the fiver.
Now come on, will you banish that? Grab hold of my hand. Andre, take his other one.
Oh, that's it. Got him.
Yes.
Right, pull him inside.
Oh.
Ah. Now, why don't you go on a diet? Now, we've all got to wait for the next train. Well, we made it at last. Another 5 hours, we'll be in Swansea. Andre, pass me those books I bought at Paddington.
Here.
Thanks.
Oh, you've dropped your glasses.
Oh, thanks.
Funny glasses, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, them are reading glasses. They make things stand out much clearer.
Show me those books. Diana Dawes in 3D. 16 classical poses in 3D. Artistic nude studies.
Yeah, I'm interested in photography. Now give us them back and stop fidgeting.
Oh, I do hate long train journeys. 200 miles of it, clickety-clack, clickety-clack, woo-woo, clickety-clack. Oh, I'm going to sleep.
Oh, why don't you look out of the window at the beautiful English countryside?
Oh, all right, might as well, I suppose.
It's so beautiful and green, just as I've always imagined it.
Peaceful. Ooh, ooh!
Oh, what?
Cows! Look, Bill, look, cows, look, great big ones and little ones. Oh, I am glad I came. Oh, they've gone. Oh, no, there's some more. Oh, look, hundreds of them, and sheeps, and windmills. Look, Bill.
Oh, drop dead.
Oh, pigs. Look, Bill, look. Oh, look, Bill.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Tom, I'm trying to read. I don't want to... Hey, red and green pegs. They're red and green.
Take your glasses off. Oh, hello, company.
Excuse me, any seats in here? Of course, Stone the Crows, Hancock and Kerr.
Sir James, come and sit down.
Mr. James, what are you doing on this train?
Business.
What have you got in those cases?
The usual stuff. Electric light bulbs, cutlery, seat covers, curtains, half a dozen mailbags, 4 lumps of coal. I've been from one end of the train to the other. Where are you three off to?
Swansea. We're trying to locate Ali Seacombe. Tony wants to thank him for taking over the radio show while he was ill.
Oh, thank him? God, blimey. If I was in your shoes, Hancock, I'd murder him.
Oh, that's a silly attitude to take. Just because Ali was a big success, I mean... It was good for the show. I was very pleased that he got all those big laughs. I mean, if I wasn't such a well-established favourite, I might have been worried, but... Well, I mean, it's... I've still got me fans. One or two of them still write. After all, it's not that... Well, I... What did you say you'd do if you were in my shoes?
Murder him.
What size boots do you take?
Tens.
Here's a 9.5. See what you can do. I'll pay you.
Don't! You're going down there to thank Harry.
Yes, yes, of course. I'm sorry. It was a weak moment. I'll be all right in a minute. Pass me Bullseyes over.
Now, come on, gentlemen. Let's not quarrel. There's a long journey ahead of us. Might I suggest, to while the time away, you join me in a small game of chance. I've got the cards. You cut, I'll deal. Tanner Estate.
No, thank you. I've played you before. Strip poker, you remember? I had 6 suits in my wardrobe and I still had to go to work next morning in a barrel.
I had beginner's luck, that's all.
Beginner's luck. If I'd had any sense, I would have turned it in when you started shuffling with your feet. No, I don't fancy the cards.
Ah, no, I'll tell you some stories I heard the other day.
Andre, leave the carriage.
Oh, no, I want to hear them. I like English jokes. They're so subtle.
Yeah, like this one. There was this actress, right, and this old millionaire, see? And the old millionaire went round to her flat one night and she said, well, well, sugar, what can I do for you? And the old millionaire said...
Oh, any room in here?
Certainly, come in, vicar.
I do hope I'm not interrupting anything.
Oh, no, no, of course not, vicar. Carry on, Bill.
Oh, look, cows.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, nothing. Sit down, Vic.
Oh, thank you.
Going far?
Yes, yes, all the way to Swansea.
Oh, that'll be jolly, won't it?
I'm going to visit my sister. She's not at all well, poor woman. It's her back. She gets seized up, you know.
Oh, yes, I met your brother-in-law on the underground.
I'm a missionary, you see.
Oh, where to?
America. Yes, I'm a sort of Billy Graham in reverse.
Would you like a bullseye?
No, thank you very much. But what a pity I haven't brought any books with me.
Oh, I've got some. You can borrow my glasses. How did you go in the States, Vic?
Oh, very well. I was collecting to put a new roof on the church.
Oh, really? How much did you make?
£2,000 all in this little case here.
Really now? Here, I've got the cards. What about foursome?
Sid, no.
Well, he looks a right old stick, and he's got £2,000. What do you say, Rev? 5-card poker. First jack deals, juices wild, spots on top.
I beg your pardon?
Come on, you look a sport. You cut, I'll shuffle.
Well, yes, but look here, I'm afraid I'm not familiar with your games of chance.
It'll be a pleasure to teach you. You'll soon get the hang of it as we go round.
Well, I don't really know. It's very kind of you to ask me, but I'd hate to spoil the game for you. You're all experts, and, well, I don't really know much about her. I only know snap and, well...
Your shout!
Oh, I'll make a terrible mess. How do you hold these things? I really don't know.
All right, gentlemen, I'll raise you £10.
Ah, too high for me. I'm out.
And me.
How about you, Rev?
Oh, well, see you. That is the right expression, is it not?
Yeah, but it'll cost you £10.
Oh, dear, dear, that's a lot of money. More than I get in 2 weeks. I really don't...
Come on, take a chance.
Oh, very well. There. What have you got?
4 kings.
Oh, dear. 4, that beats me, I'm afraid. I've only got 2 little pairs of ones.
2 little pairs of... Vicar, that's 4 aces. You've won.
Have I?
Big mouth. Give us them cards.
Well, there we are. 8 to the lady on the trot in Blackberries. I think that just about cleans you out, doesn't it, gentlemen? That is the expression, isn't it? Well, good day, man. It's been such a pleasant journey.
Swansea Central, all change now, look you.
Well, goodbye, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
No, it was a great pleasure to watch you work.
Rev, just one thing before you go.
Yes?
Can we have our suits back?
Harry Seacombe, 32 Penvillian Road, Swansea.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'd like to speak to the... Oh, I'm sorry. I do apologise. For lapsing into the vernacular, I'd like to speak... To my dear old friend, Harry Seacombe, please.
Oh, so would I. He left here 4 years ago without paying his rent.
Have you any idea where I can find him?
Oh, no, I couldn't tell. Oh, I haven't stepped foot outside this house in 3 years.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. What's wrong with you?
It's me back, you say. I get seized up. Oh, the pain.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you very much. Good health.
Doctor says it's lumbago.
Yes, I've heard all about it. I've seen you on the adverts with little jabs of lightning coming out of your back. Good day. Bill, Sid, come on, quick, round the corner.
Oh, why don't you turn it in, Hancock? We've been walking around Wales all day.
Somebody must know where Harry lives.
Yes, but we haven't seen anybody. There's nobody about.
Well, of course not. This is mining country. You wait till the 6 o'clock whistle goes. Watch them all coming out the ground.
Hey, look, there's a postman over there. Ask him. He'll know where Seacombe lives. Oi, you!
Ah, good afternoon to you, gentlemen and missus.
Yes, yes, bonjour.
What's up?
Oh, you're foreigners from across the border, aren't you?
Yes, we're English.
Well, never mind, man. We can't all be Welsh, can we now? Anything I can do for you?
Yeah, we're trying to find Harry Seacombe.
Oh, aye, young Harry Barr. A fine lad is Harry. I heard him on the electric talking wireless without pictures last week in that Hancock's half hour. Smashing he was. Much better than that fellow whose place he took. What's his name now? Oh, he was a dead loss anyway. Oh, Harry Bach showed him up proper, he did. You've never heard such laughs. I wonder this tiny Hancock has got the nerve to try to follow Harry Bach. Of course, Harry's got the advantage. He's Welsh, you see.
Oh, well, I mean, that's it, isn't it?
Yes, made a great success of himself as Harry.
Where is he?
Down the coal mines.
Harry? Working down the coal mines?
Yes, he always works down the coal mines when he's not on the BBC.
Why?
Well, he can't afford to buy coal on the money they pay him. He's a grand worker, is Harry. Very handy with a shovel.
Which coal mine is he working in?
Craggy Door, inside that mountain over there.
There's no mountain over there.
Isn't there? Oh, well, he must have knocked up a lot of money this week, then. Well, goodbye. I hope you find him.
Now, I've spoken to the manager, Tup. We're out of luck. Harry's shift has just gone down. He won't be up for another 8 hours.
Oh, I'm not waiting that long. Can't we go down after him?
No, only miners are allowed down to the pit. We'll just have to wait.
But there must be some way we can get down there.
Hey, look, there's 3 miners just coming off shift. Where are they going?
They're heading for their locker rooms.
Just about our size, aren't they?
Yeah.
Follow them.
Holly green and velvet, Hagavailin and Hollakeel.
Oh, come on, in the cage, going down.
Well, we must have walked through 20 miles of tunnels and still no sign of Harry.
Oh, it'd make our job a lot easier if they could speak English. We've wasted hours scrubbing all their faces. Here, where's Hancock got to?
Oh, he's just round the corner talking to one of the miners.
Of course, this isn't the first time I've worked down a coal mine, you know.
I didn't think it was.
Well, it's not. Here, say that again.
I didn't think it was.
I thought so. It is, isn't it? It's you.
Yeah.
Of course. You remember our chats every week.
Of course.
I didn't recognise you all blacked up. I haven't seen you for,
3 months.
That's right. You haven't altered, have you? Still as scruffy as ever.
Oh, thank you.
Not at all. It suits you. Well, well, I've missed our little chats, you know.
So have I.
I bet you have. You get paid for it, don't you? Easy money saying yes, what, no, it is.
Well, it pays the rent.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. I'm looking for Harry Seacombe. He did me radio show for me.
I know.
Well, I know you were there. Did you speak to him?
Not a word.
No little chat?
Ignored me.
Well, I'm not surprised. He's very antisocial. Now, look, tell me, honestly now, be frank. You're an old friend.
I hope so.
Of course you are. Tell me, between you, me and the pit prop, how did it go?
Very well.
Oh, you liked him?
Oh, very funny.
Was he?
Yeah.
Better than me?
Well,
oh, no, now, come on, you can tell me. Don't take any notice of this pickaxe. Straight up. Was he better than me? Now, come on, now, was
he? I don't know.
What?
Put it really. Yes.
Sorry, did my pickaxe go into your hand?
Yes.
Oh, I am sorry.
It's all right, some of the sharp bit.
Made a nasty little hole, hasn't it?
Yeah, don't
Never
worry.
Mind, it's somewhere to put your cigarette ash, isn't it?
Well, exactly.
Well, I'd better be going now. Give my regards to the wife and the 15 kids.
16.
Well, I haven't seen you for a few weeks. You lose count. Goodbye. I'll see you next week. Nice man. Everybody hates him.
Hey, Tup, you found Harry yet?
No, I don't think we'll ever find him down here. There's hundreds of them. Come on, let's go home. Well, at least we tried and... Hey, what's that following us?
Where? Ah, but it's one of them pet ponies. Give him a lump of sugar, he'll go away.
Come on, boy. Here, boy. There's a good pony. Oh, look at all the hair covering his face. Poor thing, he can't see where he's going. Here, boy. Let's pull it aside for you. That's it.
Well, hello there.
Oh, dear.
Harry, we've been looking everywhere for you.
Good evening, Harold.
Hello, Tony. Nice to see you again. What are you doing down here in Welsh Wales?
We came down to thank you, Harry.
Thank me? What for?
Well, I've prepared me a little speech. And I'd just like to say on behalf of myself and the assembled cast how much I... God, this cold dust doesn't have to get up your nose, doesn't it? How much I appreciate you stepping in on my radio show and taking over for me and making it such a big success.
Oh, Tony, it was nothing.
Nothing, he says. Flipping nigh ruined me. Well, anyway, thank you.
Not at all. It was a pleasure. Any time.
There won't be any more times. I'll get along to that studio of Africa in a wheelchair. Never again will I let anybody take me place. I've learnt me lesson. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go back to London to do me broadcast. So I'll just say goodbye, Harold. Thank you, and... Oh!
Tab, what's wrong?
Me back. It seized up. Help! Me back! It's the damp. I shouldn't have come down here. Get a doctor. Oh! I can't move.
Oh, it's a bit of bad luck. The doctor only comes down here once a week.
But me radio show. It's tonight.
Well, don't worry about it, Tony. I'll do it for you. I'll finish up with a song. That'll get him. Come on, lads. We'll be late for the show. If I had the heart.
No. Come back, Bill. Sid, don't let him do it. It's my show. Pick me up off the floor. Just drag me into the theatre.
You have been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, featuring Kevin McNally, Andy Secombe, Kevin Eldon, Robin Sebastian, Simon Greenhill, and Susie Kane. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Levin Parikian. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the programme which was recorded was produced by Neil Pearson and Paul Sheehan.